In other words, you say things like, well, if you didn't have a certain view on Rav Shem Miskatonik, you're not likely to have extended it for Hilchos Shabbos for Rav Shem Tzricha Legufa, or things like that. If you say things like that, so then the idea that you can sometimes use the expression Melachas Machsheves, or see, this is like, you know, there's Melachas Machsheves in Hilchos Shabbos, and there's just, you know, a lower threshold of that in Kol Torah Kula. But you can still call it in a way Melachas Machsheves. You don't mean the Hilchos Shabbos part of it, but you mean that, you know, the same idea that we find in Hilchos Shabbos, we find in a more diluted form in Kol Torah Kula. I think it helps to explain some of the connections and some of the language. But not fully, because there's still, even if something is a quantitative difference, there's still a foundation to be, you know, to be distinguishing. So it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about proving anything, proving an extension, then it's still going to remain problematic, because secondly, we acknowledge that the threshold of Shabbos is different than Kol Torah Kula. It doesn't matter whether it's quantitative or qualitative. But if we are talking about whether things are, you know, basically accurate or precise formulations and descriptions, or they're just tamua, you know, legamri, we just don't understand why, you know, wrong terminology is being used, then I think it helps a lot. And as I said, I think it also helps when we find Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon exerting influence beyond what we would have expected. And I gave some of the cases, the Sugan Beit Zadat Lamed Gimel, the possibility of Hoshana Chariti and Sukkah, which we'll speak a little bit more about, Kilayim, where it seems like the Shem Malacha is sometimes being discussed. That doesn't seem to have anything to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are talking about Enam Miskaven. But if Enam Miskaven and so on also refers to a broader issue about how you define Maisim and Kavanah's role in that, etc., so then it's quite possible that it is, in some cases, the determining factor of whether something is or isn't a Malacha as well. And that's very, very important. Okay, now we want to look at the Pesik Reisha in light of all of this. So the first thing to note is the Gemaras. You have several Gemaras. If you just look at them, Chemi, just very quickly, whichever one you want to start with. Where does the Gemara develop the concept of Pesik Reisha? First, we'll start with Shabbos. Gemara. So the first thing you have to do for the Sfarim sale is get a Gemara. Gemara. Everybody should get a Gemara Kedushin, by the way. Right? What? Oh, that's terrible. That's no joke. I don't need to. Oh, but you have one.
I have a Gemara. I just
don't have
any goats or
anything
like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, so we'll take you for the Gemara. And I hope you find your... everybody should look for his Gemara and notes. It's a terrible thing to lose all your notes. Happens to me all the time, and the time it happens, I feel terrible. But it really is no joke. Go ahead. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so I'll help you out. So let's start with Ayin Hamanah. The Gemara says in a few places that in the context of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the motive of Rabbi Shimon, the Pesik Reisha, let's just get some of the texts in first, and then we'll start analyzing. Go ahead. Ayin Hayom and Aleph. What's the case? We've done that already. What? Yeah, Sad Svi. So go reread quickly. A little louder. Aim Siyah B'chal Adisha. Okay. Good. So there's a question whether or not you're also chayv mishum dash. Go ahead, Amarava. Amarava. Okay, don't read it all together. But ein disha mishum karka. Period. Go. Now, v'lechayv nami. Shepetzol meis. Okay. So once it's dead already, then you can't be chayv mishum isa. Okay. Until it's a shama. Okay. Rav Amar. Yeah, we discussed this already, whether or not this comment of Misasek is real Misasek, David Orban, or more likely it's Davrsheino Miskat. Okay, and even though Rashi uses the expression that Velohava Malachas Machsheves, which is one of the issues we were talking about. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so basically, this is one of the most famous Gemaras. The Gemara establishes here that even though Dover Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter, Moda Rav Shimon Dipsik Resha Bila Yamos. Actually, the Gemara establishes two things here. Number one, Moda Rav Shimon Dipsik Resha Bila Yamos, right? Meaning, Psik Resha is an exception to Dov Shen and Miskavin Mutter to Rav Shimon. But then the Gemara has an exception to the exception, namely, Shiny Hacha the Kamadi Sven Nishama Tvei Nichale Kiheche the Leitzel Tzidei, which is another way of saying. What? What does that do, essentially? So you have an exception to Rav Shimon, which is Psik Resha, and then you have an exception to Psik Resha, which is, what's it called in halachic terminology? A kind of Psik Resha. Yeah, Psik Resha l'nichale. So Psik Resha to Nichale, this is the Gemara establishes here, that Psik Resha to Nichale is Asur, according to Rav Shimon, and Psik Resha de lo nichale is mutter. Or at least it's not chayiv, at least. Okay? Rashi says something important here, namely, very important, famous Rashi, Tzvei Nichale. What? Rashi, quickly. We have to read a little louder so people can hear. So what's important about this Rashi? Rashi. I'm not sure about that. Well, we know that technically he's not miskaven. The question is whether halachically he's miskaven. That's true. We have to raise that question. Okay. We'll get back to that. That's a good point. But on some level, it doesn't necessarily mean davar she'eino miskaven. It just may mean that he's not interested in it. So we're not sure about that. But more important is the famous Rashi here. Rashi says, v'chimodu rab shimon b'midi delo ichpasle. Right? Meaning, lo ichpasle is in the category of Psik Resha de Nichale. Okay. Right? Lo Ichbasle is neutral. Right? There's Nichale, Lo Nichale. Nichale means he's interested. Lo Nichale means he's uninterested, meaning he doesn't want it to happen. And Lo Ichbasle means he's neutral, he doesn't care. Right? Yeah. Rashi here says that Lo Ichbasle is Psik Resha de Nichale. Psik Resha de Lo Nichale is if he dafka doesn't want it. Here he doesn't want it to happen because he prefers a live chilazon because it's better for the extract, right? And therefore it's lo nichale. Anything less than lo nichale, including ichbas, lo ichbasle, is in the category of nichale. Okay, that's Rashi. What does it say about this? Go ahead. Tzvei nichale, keichel leitzel tzvei. Okay, so two things. So, no, we'll get to the second in a minute. The first thing is, first important thing about Tosas is, Mlach Shein Tzricha Legufa, right? Man Dekar Shemei. The Gemara never says explicitly that Psik Resha, the Lo Nichale is Mlach Shein Tzricha Legufa. That's the big Kiddush of the Balei Tosas. Right? They say it. Not everywhere, but many places. Sometimes they say it is, sometimes they say it's kin. We'll see some of the Lashonis in a minute. We should be on the lookout for them. But the thrust of most Balei Tosas is that Psik Resha de lo nichale is a malacha, she'ed of tzricha legufa, and that's reflected in this Tosas as well. Continue. That people of Mekalkel, Patrav Shimon. That's our next topic. Okay. Rav Shimon. Oh, so you see that even if, in the context of the Kalka, being Chayiv, from Shimon agrees that what's the problem here? Because here you have a case of Chabura, and yet Tosas is suggesting, because it's Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, that it's Pater. But if you held a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, Bechovel, and Navir was Chayiv, like Mekalka, then that wouldn't be true. Wouldn't work in with Tosas' theory at all. So Tosas is telling you that, by the way, Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa always appears to be Pater, even in the context of Chovel Amavir, where Mekalkel is Chayiv. Why it's so, we don't know. Tosas is going to end up asking that question. We're going to table that until we get back to Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa and Mekalka, although we've already discussed it a little bit. Tosfos in Yuma, as we noted, right, answers that question. We'll see why in a minute, but okay. Go, continue. V'chi Moda. V'misravi. Lomoda. Okay, so it's clearly already Tosfos has taken a stand. That's point number two. Number one, Tosfos says Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is the base of Psik Reish Lom Nichalei, and number two is Tosfos defines Nichalei as being positively interested and Lo Nichalei as including Lo Ichpaslei. Avol Midi Lo Ichpaslei Lo Moda, and that's the opposite of Rashi. And that's why he adds the next line, the Rashi Pirish. Quickly though, the Hadamoda.
The Rashi Pirish, the Hadamoda, Rabbi Shum, Psi Pirish, the
Lord's Pale, Evitram. He doesn't care if it happens. But the Tosis now comments, Velesa. This is incorrect. Go ahead. The Mazare Zrodin Barad the Chavre. Perakabona. Right, he doesn't hate his friend. He doesn't bother him that his friend should benefit from his actions. He's a fine, upstanding, you know, good human being. Never mind you. So what is he? He has no interest maybe in watering or doing other things that will stimulate growth in his friend's field. But it's not lo nichalei, it's just lo ichbaslei, right? So and yet, what's that called? Psik reisha de lo nichalei. Go ahead. Ela kinepi rashna. Then he adds in the end, but since he holds, you have to understand where Tosfos is coming from here. Since Tosfos takes the stand that Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is the base of Psik Reish Lo Nichalei, so therefore again he's bothered by this question because it really has to make this assumption about Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa applying in the Chovel of Avir. Go ahead, B'Tema. Go. So Parakama the Chagiga. Imkain. And he doesn't answer the question. As we already noted, and we'll get back to when we discuss Mekalka of Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa, Tosfos in Yuma does answer the question. How? Eitan? How does Tosfos in Yuma answer Tosfos in Shabbos' question? About why it is that Chol Ma'avir doesn't make you Chayiv from Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa? Because Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is not based on Machseves, but based on, like Tosfos says in Sadi Daled, we'll get back to, based on, Daniel? The Mishkan. Right? It's based on the Dimyon of the Mishkan, not on Malach. What do you do with the Gemara Chagiga? You have to read the Gemara Chagiga as referring to Mekalka, not Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa. That's the Machlokas of Rishonim. I gave it out of Mar Makomos from Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa, and we'll get to that. Okay. But Tosfos here is assuming that it is based on Malach Machshavas, and therefore he's Tzarech Iyud. But the reason that it's so urgent for Tosfos here is because of his view of Psik Reisha. You have to understand there's a, you know, there's a ripple effect. You take a position, it has ramifications all over the place for different Gemaras that you're going to read, for different concepts that you're going to try to fit in. This is a terrific example of that. So basically, are the two points in Tosfos connected or not? David. The two points in Tosfos. Number one, Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is the base of Psik Reisha and Nichalei. Number two, his disagreement with Rashi. Connected or not?
Is this a question on love of
others? Yeah. What do you think?
connected.
What?
Connected.
They are connected. Yeah. I mean, or put it this way, they're connected at least in one direction. Namely, if you believe that Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei is based on Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa, so you cannot sustain Rashi's view that Lo Ichpaslei is part of Nichalei. Right? You have to say that it's Lo Nichalei. If Lo Nichalei means Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa, because we know that Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa includes Lo Ichpaslei. Malach Shein Hatzricha L'Gufa is not things that you don't want to happen. It's where you are interested in the malacha, but not in the tachlis ha-malacha. It's a lack of interest, a disinterest in the normal purpose of the malacha. Not that you're opposed to it, you're just not interested. You're just in something else. neutrality is also Eino Tzricha Legufa. So if Tosis holds that Malach Sheino Tzricha Legufa is the basis of Psikresha L'Nichale, then he has to disagree with Rashi. Of course, even if you hold that Psikresha L'Nichale has nothing to do with the Malach Sheino Tzricha Legufa, it's still possible to disagree with Rashi. Right? Because it's always an open question whether Ichpas is going to be with Nicha or Lo Nicha. Do you need Nicha in order to be chayav for Psikresha? Or is you know, Psikresha de Lo Nichale, the Mechayev. One might say, which is the exception? There are two issues, really. You know, one is an objective question about the status of Ichpas Le, whether you would call it Nicha or Lo Nicha. A broader question might be whether or not you view Sikresha de Nicha or de Lo Nicha as the exception or the rule. Which one of these is an exception? That we'll get back to. Basically, according to Bali Tosis, it's easy to answer that question. Which is the exception, Sikresha de Nicha or Sikresha de Lo Nicha? Sammy. Yeah, I mean, basically, what Tosis is saying is, the way Tosis understands it, Tikresha makes you chayiv. For what it's worth. In other words, given the previous context, which is Dov Shein and Miskavin Mutter, Tikresha makes you chayiv. Tikresha de Lonicha is a separate, additional p'tur. There are two things to be said. Number one, because it's on the same plane. It's not that Tikresha does something, and Psikresha de Lo Nichale undoes it, according to Bali Tosis. That's not true. What really happens is, Psikresha works its magic, or changes, the reality in front of you, but Psikresha de Lo Nichale is something else. Actually, maybe it's not even accurate to say that that's an exception. Maybe the point is that these are two different principles. Except, it's exception in the sense that the Psikresha part of it is a little bit misleading. The point is, Psikresha does something, and the Lo Nichale is a new factor beyond the Psikresha. But it doesn't turn back the Psikresha in any way. According to Bali Tosis, in theory, if Malach Sheni Tzricha Legufa is Dina Malach Tzmachsheves and limited to Hukos Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov, or whatever, then basically, Psikresha de Lo Nichale in Kol Torah Kula should be Chayiv, right? That's a big problem because Bali Tosis are not so consistent with that point. Yeah.
We say that it negates the effect of Sikresha, or we're saying that it's a different category.
Doesn't negate. It doesn't. It doesn't turn it back. What I'm saying is, okay. Continue. Yeah.
Well, we said it's a totally separate category that's not even Sikresha.
Psikresha does what it does, but if it's Lo Nichale, then that accomplishes yet another. That's yet another factor. There are different factors here. This Dov Shein Miskavein is a certain rule and principle, right? Psikresha overturns that principle. Psikresha Lo Nichale doesn't really overturn Psikresha. What it does is it says, given this new reality of Psikresha, now let's analyze it from that perspective. Basically, as we'll see, the best thing to say, although it's not 100% clear in all Bali Tosis, is you have a Dover Shein of Miskavein, right? Sikresha, in some places at least, makes a Dover Shein of Miskavein into a Dover HaMiskavein. Once something is a Dover HaMiskavein, then it has to be judged on its own basis. Namely, within the world of Dover HaMiskavein, there's now a different question, and that is Tzricha L'Gufa or Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Not all the Tosises are perfect with this. But the general thrust of Bali Tosis is to say that. The problem is that then Malach Sheni Tzricha Legufa should not, Psikresha Lo Nichale should not be a factor outside of Hukos Shabbos, Yom Tov. That's a problem. Unless it's some other factor here or there locally. That's a problem, and that's a problem that that people raise against Bali Tosis. But that's what happens. In that sense, it's a very clear-cut factor. That contrasted with what happens according to some other Rishonim. Or what might happen, namely, you have Dov Shein and Miskavein. We've seen this a little bit already in our discussions of Ein and Miskavein. You have Dov Shein and Miskavein, and then you have Sikresha. And then you have Sikresha de Lo Nichale. So, at least within the world of the Aruch, which we're about to read inside in a minute, it's tempting to say, and I think most of Shonim agree that it's true to say, that at least the first point is not an overturning of Eino Miskaven necessarily. Now you have Dov Shem Miskaven of Shimon, and then you have Moda Rab Shimon with Segreisha Delo Nichalei, or Segreisha Delo Yamos. Right. So according to the normal view of Balei Tosfos, this word Moda, as I've noted in the past, is a bit of a misnomer. What do you mean Moda Rab Shimon? It's a halachic Moda, but it's not really a conceptual Moda. Meaning, the debate between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is a debate about Eino Miskaven. And according to Rov Balei Tosfos, what really happens is the Pesik Reisha turns Eino Miskaven always into a Dover HaMiskaven. So it's not Moda Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon never argued in Eino Miskaven. I wouldn't lose any sleep over it. But what I mean to say is that it's not really the word Moda in the most dramatic interpretation of it doesn't really apply here. It's not really Moda. What he's saying is, this is not Eino Miskaven, and therefore there's no reason for me to argue with you. This is a Dover HaMiskaven. As for Dover HaMiskaven, we have a secondary debate. Malach Shein Etzricha Legufa Chayev or Patur. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Therefore Nicha Velo Nicha now becomes played out on that level. But according to the Aruch, at minimum, it's tempting to say that Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei, but we say the psikresha de lo nichale, rather, it remains a davar she'eino miskaven. The language of the Aruch implies that. We'll see it inside, hopefully, soon, but the language of the Ramban and the Rajba, where they quote the Aruch, are explicit in this regard. Psikresha de lo nichale remains davar she'eino miskaven. Again, we noted the view of the Netziv. The Netziv wanted to say a radical thing in the Shiltas, right? The Shiltas said that there's a difference in Paskening like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Dover Shein Miskaven, between Kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos. And everybody jumps in on the Shiltas and says what's going on, and Tosfos Daf Kuf Yud doesn't like the Shiltas, and so on. I mentioned that Netziv says, no, the Shiltas didn't mean what you think he means. He meant Dover Shein Miskaven of Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei. But he says Dover Shein Miskaven. Again, highlights this view within the Aruch, which is what the Netziv is working with. And that is that Davar She'eino Miskaven is retained Afal Pi Shepsik Reisha Hu, at least in the case of Psik Reisha Delo Nichale. Now the question becomes, and what about Psik Reisha De Nichale? Right? So in terms of models, we'll see inside in a minute, but or maybe if you have the Ramban and the Rajba open, why don't we just see it now? So in terms of Psik Reisha De Nichale, it's trickier. Again, Balei Tosfos, everything changed by the second Eidos Psik Reisha. The Nicha Velo Nicha is within the world of Miskaven. For the Aruch, Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei retains the status of Eidos Miskaven. So now the question becomes, can we now apply the radical, dramatic explanation of Moda? Remember, he's only Moda when it's Nichalei. Right? In other words, according to the Aruch, Psik Reisha de Nichalei, Afal Pi Shehu Davar She'eino Miskaven? Not only does the Psik Reisha not make a dent in Eino Miskaven, even Nichalei doesn't make a dent in it. If you say that, then Moda means Moda. It's an exception to the rule of Davar She'eino Miskaven Mutter. Davar Shein Miskaven is mutar, with the exception of Psik Reisha de Nichalei, which, though it remains Davar Shein Miskaven, it is Asur or Chayiv. Or, even within the world of the Aruch, it's a misnomer. Just that, while Balei Tosfos say Psik Reisha creates Davar Miskaven, the Aruch will say that only a Psik Reisha de Nicha creates Miskaven. A Psik Reisha de Lo Nicha remains Eino Miskaven. But then we still end up saying that Rav Shimon believes that every Eino Miskaven is Mutter, and the Moda is Lav Nafka. But now the question is, and the question, which is the exception, which is the rule? Psik Reisha de Nicha, Psik Reisha de Lo Nicha. So if we say that basically both of them are Davar She'eino Miskaven, right? The only thing is that one is Chayiv and the other one is Patur. Nicha is Chayiv, even though it's Eino Miskaven. Lo Nicha remains Eino Miskaven. That's one perspective. Or, nicha velo nicha is gufo, what this dictates in a miskavein, or miskavein. But there's no such thing as an eno miskavein, which is ever chayiv. Okay, so if you look at the Ramban, think Ramban in Ksuvas, in Shabbos, you have the language of Tzvi, makes it perfectly clear that he believes that it's the transition, that the transition to miskavein, or not, depends on nicha velo nicha. Go ahead.
In Shabbos?
Yeah.
Rav Nachman Bar Chasar, Shekom Lacha Sheina Adam Musa Osa Lahana Aso, Be'ino Nehenen Va, Afa Pishi Yipsik Rishiv Lo Yamos, Mutar the Rabbi Shimon, Didavar Sheino Miskavin Mikri.
Oh, very, very important. That's clear. Meaning, Psik Rishiv Lo Nicha Lai for the Aruch. It's also clear if you look at the Aruch itself, which is good to look at if you have access to the Aruch. It's perfectly clear that he holds this way, and that's why it's mutter, not just patur aval asur, because Dov Shein Miskaven, according to Rav Shimon, is mutter. You don't need Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. It's not a Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. It's much more basic than Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, because it remains Einu Miskaven. For that reason, it should apply not only in Hilchos Shabbos, this heter, but it applies L'chaorah also in Kol HaTorah Kula, because Dov Shein Miskaven is mutter. Okay. This, of course, is the only person it doesn't fit well with is the Rosh. Right? The Rosh view, which is that the Aruch applies, the heter of the Aruch applies in Uchas Shabbos because of Melechus Machsheves and not in Kol HaTorah Kula. If the Aruch really meant the Psik Reishit, the Lo Nichalei, is Midin Dov Shein Miskaven, then it should apply to Kol HaTorah Kula as well. Unless you say, that according to the Aruch, even Psik Reisha the Nichalei is Dov Shein Miskaven. If Psik Reisha the Nichalei is also Dov Shein Miskaven, and yet it's Chayiv, then that demonstrates that according to the Aruch, there can be a Dov Shein Miskaven, which is Chayiv. Right? And then the real exception is, well, again, forget about exception rules, but then the point is that it's the difference between nicha velo nicha is within Einu Miskaven. To say that that applies only in Hilchos Shabbos, that it's an exception, in other words, that lo nicha is an exception, and that it applies only, because it's already Psik Reisha, we know that Psik Reisha, even the Einu Miskaven, can be Mechayiv. You know that from Nicha, so why is Einu Miskav, why is Lo Nichalei Mutter? Again, if you hold like the Ramban, we'll read the rest of the Ramban in 1 second, that Gufa determined by Nicha Velo Nicha, so it's really problematic. Because you still never have any evidence that Einu Miskavein is ever Chayiv. But according to the Aruch, Einu Miskaven is always retained whether Nicha or Lo Nicha. The difference between Nicha and Lo Nicha is Chiyuv and Ptur within Einu Miskaven. So to say that difference is limited to Hilchos Shabbos but doesn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, not so terrible. So if you hold the Aruch, if you hold the Rosh as Aruch, or that distinction, whether you hold it in the Aruch or you hold that there are Shitos that say it, doesn't really matter. I don't care. In the range of positions, it doesn't matter whether it's the Aruch personally or somebody who holds like the Aruch partially. But if you hold like the Aruch quoted, the Aruch view quoted by the Rush, so you have to say, or it's better to say, much better to say, that Psik Reisha, Bein De Nicha, Bein De Lo Nicha, is Einu Miskaven. Okay, continue with the Ramban just to show that the Ramban says Psik Reisha Lo Nichale is certainly Mutter because it remains Einu Miskaven. Go ahead. Yeah. And what, so does he have? I don't know. Does it say there were nichas? It's not clear.
It's not clear.
Okay. And the ksuvas? Anyone in ksuvas? Go ahead. I mean, there it's only clear the first half. The psik reisha lo nichalei is einu miskaven. Okay. Go ahead.
So, V'kasa shekach matzal Rav Nathan Bal Ha'ar Osah.
Yeah, go ahead.
V'maitzi Raya Mahadabim Yisav Asuka V'asam Latzim Yom Tov Rav Lazim Yishim Mat here. V'kim Nesav L'kabur Dav Shunz Kavim Yotor Mark Shiyal Psik Rei Shei Ufar Kon Disay Shanach Visi V'kim Disay Shanach Visi Havelei She'inu Miskavei Mishari.
Again, Kim Disay Shanach Riti Havelei in a Miskave. Yeah, meaning that's one of the, because it's Lonichale, that's why it's in a Miskave. Okay, continue.
Sorry, the Amai Shari, Hamod of Shem Sikresha Vilayamos, Moshkanina, Kivan the Lonichale, Disla Shanach Risi, Havale Shaino Miskave, Vishari, Mulacha Shabbos Masur Lele, Mulacha Shabbos Ashur Torah.
Yeah. But the Nichale, he has a line there too. It's already implicit in the way he says it, but he says it explicitly also.
Okay, good.
Correct. That's all, again, he's repeating lo nicha. I want his line about nicha at the moment. Yeah, you have it? I don't think so. Why is it limited to Shabbos? What? Oh, maybe. Again, that's like part of those other phenomena, but right. Maybe he doesn't. Again, he doesn't say that. He doesn't ever say explicitly that it's limited to. But maybe that's the reasoning. Maybe. What? Yeah, right. I guess if you don't say it, there's that line anyway. In Shabbos, it's not there, but in Ksuvos, you're right. He does have the. You don't have the line. I think I focused on it. He has an explicit line where he says that Nicha. Do you have it there? You have the Rajva the contrast? What did I say? Page 54? Yaakov, you don't have it there?
I can't find the line in there.
What?
I can't find the line in there.
You can't find that line? Okay, I'll look for 1 second. If not, I'll just bring it in for tomorrow. The Ramban says explicitly that... Do you have the Rajva?
Yeah.
The Rajva, on the other hand, says that the distinction is between Nene or Nicha and Lo Nicha. Oh, this is very important. Again, slow and clear.
The hashtag came to Shub Sikresha, the Nanami Menu.
This is Sikresha the Nichale now. Go ahead.
Alpha Bisha Inu Miskab in the Kach, Hare Hunana the Asa.
Yeah.
Alpha Bisha Inu Miskab.
Alpha Bisha Inu Miskab. So the Rajba's formulation in a few places is that according to the Aruch, both Sikresha the Nicha and the Lo Nicha are Inu Miskabin. Just the difference between Chiyuv and Ptur depends on Nicha and Lo Nicha. That's the Mechayim. I'm just pointing out that logically, once you say that, you're not forced to saying what the Rush says for the Aruch either way. But it becomes more palatable. Because you can now say that that the distinction within Einu Miskavein between Chiv and Ptur, which depends on Nicha v'lo Nicha, that's a Din Inuch Shabbos. The idea that Lo Nicha, despite Psik Reisha, Psik Reisha is a Mekayev in its own right. Even though it's a davar she'ein on the Shabbos, but Hilchos Shabbos, Sikresha Lo Nicha is Patur. In Kol Torah Kula, it's not. If you say that the difference between Nicha and Lo Nicha is Gufa, whether it's Miskaven or Lo Miskaven, right, then it's much harder to say that, because then you end up saying that Sikresha Lo Nicha and Sikresha Lo Nicha is the difference between Miskaven and Eino Miskaven. And L'chor, that applies Bein Hilchos Shabbos, Bein Kol Torah Kula. Okay. Is that clear? Just one second, let me see if I can find that in the Ramban. If not, we'll move on. Here. This is what you just read. That the hash that kibin shupstik reisha v'nenu mimen ofa pishenu miskavin lekach harehu nenu v'asa. Correct? That's the Rashba. That's page 57. Earlier, on page, I think, 56, let's see if I can find it. They have the Ramban here. The Kivin to Yisrael Shana Mechidah Hevle Eina Miskavin Vashari. One second. I think it's implicit there. I'm not sure if you have the exact line, but it's clear that he's saying that lo nichale is part of what the ha lo nichale afagav davet psikreisha davar sheni miskavin mikri. It's pretty clear that the only reason that this is eino miskavin is because it's lo nichale. Okay, Jonathan's question is a good question, namely if he's operating with muscle lev of Malachas Machsheves, one would have thought that it would work better the other way, but at least the thrust of it is that the difference between Nicha and Lo Nicha is what determines whether or not Psik Reisha is Chayiv or whether Psik Reisha is Miskavin or Eina Miskavin. Okay, so basically we have three approaches so far. Okay, we have the Balikosis, we have the Rajba and the Ramban's perspectives on the Aruch. Rashi is all a little bit unclear here. Rashi doesn't work with Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. The fact that Rashi can consider Ichbas Lo Ichbasle to be Nichale, I think indicates that. Moreover, Rashi never ever says that Psik Reisha Lo Nichale is Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. On the other hand, Rashi's view about Psik Reisha being miskavin or ain't a miskavin is not so clear. Okay, we'll get back to it in just a minute. Firstly, to notice that there's a stira in Rashi about the Ichbaslei. The Moshe, you want to read it quickly? We have the other sugya of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Go ahead. Just very quickly, Mizarid Atolish Ulshin and Mizarid Zradim. So again, here you have again Dovshen and Miskavein, Psik Reisha, and then Psik Reisha de Lo Nichale. Same combination, correct? Except that here, the Kavod Bar the Chabre, again, Rashi is also not going to be so, so unfriendly, right? So Rashi explains. Go ahead. Lo ichbas eliyapos. Maybe Rashi thinks that there's a machlokas asugyas. It's hard to know. Rabbi Kadega already points out, right on the bottom. Ayin leel dafayin heim and aleph. Tosis shav v'tzarchi and katan. It's easy to dismiss the first Rashi, or to say that Rashi thinks, as I say, that you can understand, in terms of the sugyas themselves, what Rashi says is reasonable. Namely, lo nichale, ki hecha de leitzel tziv e, clearly means lo nichale. And arad de chavre, unless you're an achzari person, so it's at best lo ichbasle. Okay, so in terms of the Gemara itself, Rashi is completely understandable. If Rashi thinks that it's not clear whether or not lo nichale is lo ichbasle, that would seem to eliminate malach shein tzricha legufa as the basis for psik reisha de lo nichale, as we noted. For example, again plugging it into the question of the aruch and the two formulations, right? So again, it's an open question. One could say we're not dealing with malach shein tzricha legufa. Question again becomes, which is the exception, which is the rule, or how does this really work? So, if, for example, you say that Psik Reisha basically is Dovr Shein and Miskavin, but Psik Reisha, the Nichale is Chayiv, it's a Chayiv in its own right. is chai. Right, so is it clear whether or not maybe that's dafka de nichale? Right? Or psikresha basically is chayiv, even with ena miskaven. And ena miskaven, which is also onicha, that's pater. Right, if you say it that way, so what about loich basle? In other words, within the world of the Aruch, it's going to be an open question, both from a Ramban point of view, namely the difference between nicha and lo nicha is gufa, the difference between miskaven and ena miskaven. And certainly for the Rajba's point of view, that both are retained the status of Enim Tzkavim, but the difference between Nicha and Lo Nicha is the difference between Chiyuv and Ptur. So the question, as I say, is, you know, what's going to be with the neutral case? We're on shaky ground, again, especially for the Rajba. You know, you're on shaky ground to begin with because it's Enim Tzkavim, so you should only be Mechayiv things that are really, really Nicha, and things that are Lo Ichbas, should, since they are Enim Tzkavim, should be the equivalent of Lo Nicha. Or no. For example, again, if you were to take the Aruch according to the Rush point of view, which means that Psikresha de lo nichale is pretty shaky itself. V'haraya doesn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. So it only applies to Hilchos Shabbos because of Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. So is it unreasonable to say that that's dafka below nichale, but that lo ichbasle is the equivalent of nichale? Because you don't need it to be nichale. All you need is that it shouldn't be this exception of Malach Machshav Asra Torah. The point is that as long as you're not working with Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa, from the perspective of objectively the question of what is nicha, what is lo nicha, ichbas is smack in between. And as for the question which is exceptional and which is the rule, that's such a subtle question. We just don't know the answer to that. There's the Aruch for the Ramban, there's the Aruch for the Rajba, there's the Aruch within the Rajba, let's say, in light of the Rush's limitation of Lonichale. All of that will play a role, possibly, in determining whether or not Lo Ichbas is Lonicha or Nicha. Yeah.
Didn't Quran Lemon say that the Rashi on IA is struggling to explain why it's really the Lonichale makes it Misase? Can you?
You mean more like the Ramban?
Yeah,
except that it comes after that point in the Gemara. I thought about that also, maybe.
Just a lesson where he says the whole idea of kaving the Torah of the Shomro, it's not just the kaving,
right. The Torah. That's what the Ramban invoked, but the Ramban really explains it, uses it to explain, you know, why you don't say Misasek Chayiv, you know, according to. So that's why I thought for the Ramban. You know, in Rashi, it doesn't seem to be for that goal. It's not part of that part of the Gemara. But it's possible. Although, I hear what you're saying.
Although he's preserving the first part of the Gemara, which is just the fact that it's not just becoming the Torah, I mean, that's a physical. He's trying to do something physically different than what he ended up doing.
Right, I understand. Yeah, that's why you're saying
it's maybe that's why it's, you have a higher standard.
But does this answer? It doesn't deny. You still can't deny.
Low Nichale is, you really need to be. Go against what you did.
But remember, there's a psikresha. And just saying, you're saying all this.
The Kiddush is, you can even say that it's a misasik, even in this case, a psikresha.
Maybe.
And therefore, the only way to do that would be to really go against that, which would be lonely for a
doctor. Right. I understand. I mean, that's the only thing that can turn back the psikresha, to get it back to misasik.
Right.
Yeah. I hear it. I thought about it. As I say, in the Ramban, I think, you know, he really means that, and he kind of invokes Rashi, just goes further with it. In the placement of where it is in the Gemara and the Sugya,
right,
exactly. But I wouldn't dismiss it completely. Either way, so you're saying it would be only that case, then,
right,
for that reason. Maybe. So he's struggling there, but it's not universal. Because normally you don't need Misase. Because you have a regular Dov Shed in Miskave, and that's a Misase.
So
I hear it, I'm skeptical about it, say. But logically, I understand it. Yeah?
In any case, is the Ramban saying that Sekreshi is Mechai in the case of Misasi? Meaning, whatever we say, is that how Ramban is going to end up using the Sugya?
Well, Ramban's problem is really in the beginning of the Sugya.
There's no transition to. I mean, it's all talking about the
Well, it makes sense that the Sikresha could be Machayev even in the Sasek.
Okay,
yeah.
But either way.
Yeah, I think
the
so.
The simple I was trying to say, I think, is that...
He's saying Dafka when you have to... He's saying
it's Machayev in Misasek, and then in terms of Nichale and Lonichale, Rashi right. distinguishes between Sikresha by...
Right, by Misasek and Sikresha by Dorshin Mishkan. Yeah, I understand. I'm saying the logic of it I understand. I just don't know whether I believe it in Rashi at that point in the Sugya. Okay. So in any case, in Rashi, you have already this question. But the truth is that in Rashi in general, there's some question whether or not Rashi buys into Bali Telsa's view of Davram Miskaven or not. Okay. Now, Bali Telsa almost always say it. Well, we'll see. We'll pin some of that down in a few minutes. With maybe the exception of that one in Shabbos, Mechem Shapino, that we discussed the other day. But certainly Telsa in Yuma, Telsa in Ksubis, Telsa in... here in Shabbos, a number of places, Tosis also makes it perfectly clear. It's Kim Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's Kim Iskavin, it's Miskavin. Clearly that's the thrust, maybe with that one exception. As for Rashi, there's mixed signals. Chemi already pointed out to one line in Rashi, which I'm not sure is so convincing, but maybe. The most interesting discussion maybe is the Rashi in Sukkah, and especially if you want to put it in conjunction with Rashi also in Zvachit. Let's raise the question. We'll elaborate this more fully tomorrow. Rashi in Sukkah says what? Jonathan, you see it yet? Lamed Gimel and Beis. Ellie.
No, I see it.
Ellie. We don't get one Ellie, we get the other Ellie. Didn't see it yet? Ashrei? Elichai?
Misku says Miskaven.
Yeah, but he doesn't, then he kind of goes back on it. Right? What he doesn't say is Moksha Nitzricha Legufa at all. Do you have it in front of you? And who has it? Who has Rashi and Sukkah? I have Rashi and Sukkah. Okay. Madrab Shim Sikresha Vilayamos. The Kivan, the Efshar Shalotamus, Kimiskavin Chashavle. So that sounds pretty strong. This is on the Psikresha, before the Gemara says Psikresha, the Lonichale, but Kimiskavin Dami Chashavle. Either way, that's important. The Chia Vina Domashina, but then he adds, the Chia Vina Domashina Miskavin Mutter. Kigon hecha de ef sharlei below iser. Kigon gor adam mita kise v'safsol v'vad shal yiskav v'las is karitz. Av gav dikla mech shdim avit karitz. Kivin v'lo v'skavein lahachi. De ef shal gred v'lo karitz kev v'nami karitz av v'lo gemura v'lo mechay. Av hecha de vad me avid modi. So, basically, the question is whether or not Rashi is just going back on what he said a second ago. In other words, he said Sikresha is Davram Miskaven, right? And then he says, he says it's a Davram Miskaven. Then he says almost the equivalent of but Einu Miskaven is Mutter. And then he says, yeah, Einu Miskaven is Mutter when it's a Suffolk. So he giveth and he taketh away. I mean, he starts off by saying it's miskaven, and then he shifts into the mode of trying to distinguish between two types of ena miskaven: an ena miskaven besafek and an ena miskaven bavadai. What do you mean in miskaven bavadai? Just said that al pidin it's miskaven, or it is miskaven. Also, the next piece, Rashi says, "Yafagav the lo miskaven lahachi, also davu psikresha v'layamos." Now, that already is more like the one that Chemi was reading before. It's hard to know whether he's using that in a quote-unquote way. In other words, even though it's in the Miskaven, nonetheless, Sikresha is an exception. Or is he saying it in a more practical way? Lemaisa, he has no kavana for this. But the fact is, it's a Sikresha, therefore, al pidin, it's Miskaven. My sense is, I could be wrong about this, that Rashi has certain ambivalence. So let me just mention the other Rashi, one other Rashi for a second. Hopefully you'll see what I mean. The famous Rashi, the Rashi in Zvachet. Anybody see the Rashi in Zvachet yet? Jonathan, you saw it?
No.
Moshe? Right, very famous Rashi. Some people try to to neutralize it. They say he doesn't really mean it. We think he means it. I think he means it. Let's speak for the seaboard, but what is Rashi? What's the Rashi there? He's Mazalif Agabe Ishim. The Gemara says, but he's that should be Kibui. So the Gemara says it's a Kaliba the Rabbi Shim, Hakasha, Harab Yudah, Harab Shim. So all the Rishonim ask, it's a Psikresha. This is one of the Rayas of the, supposedly this is one of the Rayas of the Aruch, which doesn't work well for the Rush, of course. Namely, one of the Rayas of Psikresha, the Lonichale is Mutter, because the Gemara says it's Mutter to the Tzvi Mazalei Fagabi Yavishim. That's a call Torah Kula. So. Okay. In any case, what the Bali tells us, give the answers that they give. All sorts of things. Correct? What's Rashi? He's what? Say that again.
He's pouring
Tipin Gassos. He's pouring Tipin Gassos, but since he could have poured Tipin Dakos. Is that the way to say it? That's how I understand it. Here. Bim Tomar Psikresha Valiyamasu. Efshar de Mazalif Le Matipin Dakos Ma'od. Hilkachi Nami Vechaba Matipin Gasos Dover Shena Miskavidu. He could have been Mazalif with Dakos. And therefore, since he could have done this with Dakos, even though he does it with Gatzos, it's fine. Because some people don't read Rashi that way. They say, it means that he is doing the Dakos and whatever. Okay, but I'm pretty sure that's what Rashi means. Okay. So if Rashi means that, so you cannot say, and it's a Rashi in Sukkah, that's a Rashi in Zvachim. I'm not saying that we would like everything to work out perfectly, and here and there, our steers in Rashi, there's even a steer in Rashi, Bahoich Baslay, and in the same section. So, again, I have no illusions that all Rashis in all places always work out, except that I always have the ambition to, try to see if maybe they do. Okay. So, all I'm saying is Rashi in Sukkah seems very ambivalent about whether this is Miskavin or Miskavin. And then Rashi in Zvachim, if indeed it means that, step number one. So it doesn't work well at all if you believe that Sikresha is Davar HaMiskavin in the sense that Bali Tosis meant it. Because if it just means that anything that is inevitable, is undeniable, and things that are undeniable, have no claim of any Miskavin for. So if this fellow is Mizalev, Betipin Gassos, and intentionally doing that, and there's a psikresha, that he should be chayiv. This Rashi seems to be part of a group of Rishonim, which we'll elaborate more fully tomorrow when we finish all this, that take the position that psikresha isn't defined necessarily only by what you're doing, but by the process that you're involved in, and the initiative and the steps that you're taking. But it's very much driven by the objective interrelationship between the two things that are happening. Not what's happening now, but the nature of these processes and their interrelationship. And that's what Rashi seems to be saying. Right? You could do this Dakos, and therefore it's not a Psikresha when you do it Begasos. So I think that there are two concepts of Eino Miskavein, Kin Miskavein, at work here. I think this is the difference between Tosis and, possibly the difference between Tosis and Rashi. One concept is the practical one, which says that unless there is a suffake, a lack of interest does not establish Eino Miskavein. Something that is inevitable is by definition Miskavein, because whether you've thought about it or haven't thought about it, it's crossed your mind or it hasn't. The fact is that if something is inevitable, it's going to happen no matter what. So then it's a davar miskavein. You're just in denial or fooling yourself. your own self-image is irrelevant, you know, when it comes to the objective truth. And if that's true, then psik resha always depends on the process that you're involved in, the act that you're involved in, the steps that you have taken. You are going to be held accountable to the very specific actions that you take. The fact that theoretically, you know, you could split one process from another, that is irrelevant, because the fact is, if what's important is deniability, awareness, and so on. Use Reb Chaim's idea of awareness for the moment. So obviously that depends on the facts on the ground, the reality. I think when Bali Tosas generally say that psik resha is a davar miskaving, that's what they have in mind. The same mentality that allows them to think enim miskaving lechs machshavas for Rabbi Yehuda and Shabbos, etc. Maybe they're looking at things in a very practical way. You know, how much intention, what kind of intention, and so on. So that's the way they look at psik resha as well. So for them, psik resha is always a davar hamiskaveim. Doesn't matter whether it's nicha or lo nicha, and always depends on the practical stage that you're in. And all that remains is to explain nicha and lo nicha. It's a davar hamiskaveim. It's not really modu Rav Shimon. The answer is that's a whole new area in halacha called. That's all. Now the truth is, within that view, it's possible to say that psik resha v'lo nicha le is mutter too. This we find in Rabbi Elio Mizrahi's comment, which is quoted on the side of Tosas in Ksuvis, and Shita Kabetz in Ksuvis, parallel comment, which is that the reason that psik resha d'lo nichale may be mutter is because it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa klal. There are two types of malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufas. Just like there's lo ichbas and lo nicha, right? There's malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, and there's malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa klal, a more intense form. That's what Rabbi Elio Mizrahi is quoted on the side of Tosas and Ksuvas Vavam et Aleph is saying. Apagav the malach shem tzricha legufa aser Rav Shimon heichad lo nicha leklal shari tvei chin yinuska the tshuvas Rav Elio Mizrahi, and the same thing appears in the Shit Mekubetzes in Ksuvas. So the truth is that that's a whole world view, meaning psik resha is miskaven practically. Once it's miskaven, so the issue is only malach shem tzricha legufa. The 99% Bali Tosis, or the Bali Tosis view is, then that's a question of Malach Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa, Chayev, or Pater, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. And then there's this other view that says, you know what, even within that worldview, it's still possible to justify Heter. In some cases, if you say, Malach Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa, Klal. That's a Chiddush of Malach Shein and Tzricha L'Gufa, essentially. Not in Rav Shein and Miskaven of Sikresha. However, as we just noted, those who believe in the Aruch and say that psik resha d'lo nichale mutter, they don't think it's because of malach shein tzricha l'gufa klal, let's say. But they think, like the language of the Aruch itself, and like the Ramban and Rajba's formulation within the Aruch and others, and that is, davar shein miskaven mikri, in the case of psik resha d'lo nichale. So clearly, they do not think that the inevitability of it, the awareness of it, the inability to stick your head in the sand and deny it, that per se does not make it into a davar miskaven. That's clear. They deny that concept. They have a different perspective on what miskaven is. Miskaven isn't just about objective awareness. It's about interest too. Again, to use Reb Chaim's, Reb Chaim said davar shein miskaven has two meanings. One is melech machshavas meaning, one is a kolat Torah kula meaning. But both of these meanings are candidates for the real meaning, right? So according to the Chachmei Sfarad and Aruch and so on, basically, Enam Miskaven is not about awareness. It really is about interest. Okay. Now, if that's true, so according to some of them, so Nicha tips the balance, according to the way I'm reading the Ramban. That's correct. If you have Nicha, even though you haven't thought about it, so if it's good for you, even though you're not interested in it per se, you don't have an active interest, you're not part of your motivation, let's put it that way. But it's nicha. So it's going to happen, and it's good for you. It's in your interest. So that is miskaven. And if it's, he's not even thinking about it, and it's not in his interest, so it remains in a miskaven. That's the Ramban. Good. According to the Rajba, which I think is actually the real shot in the Aruch, so basically, whether nicha or lo nicha, it's still in a miskaven. Because you're not miskaven. You're not doing it. You're not thinking about it. You're not motivated to do it. You have no kavanah lemaisa, even if it's good for you and it's going to happen. The only thing is that psik resha is mechayiv af al pi chein. So if that's true, so nothing to do with the limits of miskaven or in miskaven. But in between these two perspectives, there is another perspective. And that is the idea that even if practically there's no kavana, al pidin, there's kavana. And this is where maybe Rashi comes into play. Namely, instead of saying like I'm saying for the Aruch, especially for the Rajba, which is, Eina Miskaven Legamri, the only thing is psikreish is a mechayiv in its own right. De nichale, even de lo nichale, if it wasn't for Ochos Shabbos, whatever. There is a middle position, and that is, psikresha establishes the identity between two actions. In a normal Eina Miskaven case, so you have A, you're doing A, and the byproduct of A is B. Psikresha says, on some level, that A equals B. If every time you do A, you end up doing B, so this is, you know, the transitive law, I guess, says that if you have kavana for A, you have kavana for B. But that's a halachic statement, not a practical one. And if it's a halachic statement, then there may be a way to break the equation. If somehow we can, you know, weaken that equal sign. Or, we might say, that's if we say that it's a davar hamiskaven. So now there's a second way to say davar hamiskaven. This is even more obvious if we say that it's a davar she'eino miskaven. But we explain nicha, lo nicha, based on the connection to the davar she'miskaven bo. In other words, you are interested in doing A. The psikresha is B. So does your interest in doing A have any impact whatsoever on B? Or is B just the psikresha without any connection to A? In other words, even if something is a davar she'eino miskaven and it retains the status of eino miskaven, I might argue that in order for it to be chayiv, it has to link up, it has to hook up with the kavana that I have on A. I call this the hyphenated explanation. Basically, it's not that A equals B, it's that A is connected to B. It's A, B. Your kavana, gemura, is on A. But since B is connected to A, so B, you know, derives some of the benefit of that kavana for A. But again, that's only is going to be as strong as the link between A and B, as strong as the hyphen is. Number one, it's very possible you don't have kavana for B. We're not saying that A equals B. We're not saying that you have kavana for B. We're saying you have kavana for A, and since A is connected to B, so there's some spillover of the kavana of A into B. But number one, that might mean that your obligation in terms of B is less than your obligation for A. That's point number one, in terms of the quality of the chiyuv. I'll explain this all concrete nafkamina, not today, I guess tomorrow. But that's number one. And number two is, again, if you can interfere with that hyphen, if you can somehow show that, you know, this AB, this B is not bottled to A, it should be looked at in its own right, not just as a hyphen. If you can show that, then you can break segregation. So basically, this will allow us to explain several kind of things. Number one, getting back to Rashi. I think it's possible that Rashi holds the halachic kavana view. Meaning, psik resha, b'davar she'ena miskavein, is a davar hamiskavein. But it's only a davar hamiskavein because halachically, A equals B. It's not because, again, from Bali Tosis explanation, we were saying, if something's a psik resha, so then you have kavana for B. You're claiming you have kavana for A, but since every time you do A, you do B, it's inevitable, and you just can't, it's undeniable. So then your kavana for A ends up being also kavana for B. Not halachically, not because A equals B, but because it's direct kavana to B. That's balitosis. And therefore everything is psikresha, davar miskavein, and then the question, fluxion is vichal gufar or not, there's no difference between a psikresha denichale and a regular davar miskavein for balitosis. Because based on the principle of psikresha, you have direct kavana for B, and it's a davar miskavein, the chol davar, it's no links with A. A is irrelevant. No hyphenations, no equal signs, nothing. Okay. But according to Rashi, I think what really happens is, that's what Rashi is so ambivalent, that basically you don't have kavana for B, even though it's undeniable and inevitable and everything else. You really have kavana for A. The problem is that A equals B. So because halachically A equals B, you have kavana for B. That's a second step. It's not the first step. Now, where you have a psik resha that works, like for baletosis, there's not going to be any drop-off in the intensity of the chiyuv, because al pidin you have a davar hamiskavein legamri. However, it's in challenging that equal sign that you have some leeway. So number one, in terms of formulation, what Rashi is basically saying, you know, it's a davar hamiskavein, but it's a davar hamiskavein because of the halacha of psik resha. So it is a davar miskavein and it's not a davar miskavein, which is what Rashi and Sukkah is playing with. On the one hand, he's saying psik resha makes a davar miskavein. Yeah, because A equals B. Is I, but ain and miskaveins are normally mutter? Yeah, so that's the safek. What do you need to say that for? Because it is ain and miskaveins. In its own right, B is ain and miskavein. The only reason that B is miskavein is because of the link between A and B. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. So if that's true, then perhaps we can understand the Rashi in Zvachim. Because what the Rashi in Zvachim is really doing is challenging the relationship between A and B. What Rashi in Zvachim is saying is, and it's by no means obvious, but it has other echoes as well, which we'll see tomorrow. What Rashi in Zvachim is saying is, if you could accomplish B without A, but even though you choose to do it in a method, right, of in which every time you do A, there will be B. It doesn't matter, because al-pidin, it's not true that ziluf al-gabe ha'ishim equals kibui. Because you can do ziluf al-gabe ha'ishim, b'tipos dakos, without doing kibui. Again, if you were operating with the mentality of the Balei Tosis, would say, listen, you know what you're doing, you know it's inevitable, whether you want to think about it or acknowledge it or not, the fact is that you have kavana for B. So in this case, if you're doing tipin gasos, then you have kavana for B. But if what Rashi means is, you don't have kavana for B, you have kavana for A, but A equals B. But is it really true that A equals B? If you can do B without A, or you can do A without B, we have to question whether or not that's true in both directions. But in theory, you know, we can make the argument stronger or weaker, but we could raise it for both. If you can do the first without the second, or you can do the second without the first, then is there an identity? Is the transitive principle applicable or not? Maybe not. So even though psik resha makes a davar she'ena miskavein into a davar miskavein, you could still say, inami, even though you're doing tipin gasos, this is not a psik resha. And I would explain Rashi and Sukkah, Rashi and Zvachim, etc. Okay, I guess we have to stop here. As for the Aruch and the others, let me just add that. If we end up saying that psik resha remains an eino miskavein, right? And yet it's chayiv because of nicha, or it's chayiv because of psik resha, and lo nicha is the exception. So that those are two perspectives too, as again highlighted by the Rosh's view of the Aruch, right? But if we say any of those things, that could be the equivalent of saying, you know, not the equal sign, and certainly not the kavana for B, but the hyphenation idea. Namely, really, you know, in its own right, even after the fact, there's no kavana for B, but the kavana for A somehow is relevant. Look, I can call it, another way to say it is, you have kavana for the pu'ula, but you don't have kavana for the ma'isa. I mean, the large pu'ula in which every time A happens, B happens, you know, there's kavana in general sense. But normally, you need kavana for the ma'isa, not just for the pu'ula. Segregation is in kavana sa pu'ula. That's another way to say similar thing. If that's the case, then even when you apply psikresha, let's say psikresha de nichale, right? If it still retains any miskabin and still it only gets tzchiv because of these things, the possibility that it is inferior to a regular davar miskabin emerges with great clarity. So that would explain why some rishonim will say psikresha de nichale is chayiv, but there's no karban. Or things of that sort. Because it really is a lower level. It'll certainly explain what we just explained in Rashi. It'll be even easier to explain according to these Rishonim. Namely, can you break the psikresha? Does it depend on the objective interrelationship of the actions as opposed to your specific actions in this case? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pursue these things hopefully tomorrow. Yes. Right.